fire in his eye and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eye and a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse across this land.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Also, simulcasting on live internet around the world. Glad to have you in here. Also, we are transmitting live tonight right off of oneyahweh.com. Tune in. Those of you that are joining us by shortwave, welcome aboard. Got a great program, part two of A Family Name. You don't want to miss it. I'll be right back.
Lord, I know what I want my answer to be. When you say, will you ride with me? Don't want anything down here holding on to me. When you say, will you ride with me? Can you see that number? No man. river, riding alongside you. But he's calling out to us right now, saying, will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with you tonight. Around the world, we're alive and we're direct. You know, the common argument is that any name is acceptable. Doesn't really matter. He's got many names. You've heard that, sure enough. But, you know, if that was a rule on earth, you couldn't have a bank account in your name. You couldn't prove who you were legally. The surname that we have, our last name, that's the last name, not the first name. There's many Buddies. There's many Johnsons. However, there's only one Eugene Buddy Johnson at my present address with my identity. So there's a number of cross references. So the Heavenly Father and his worshiping of him violates his trust in you as a family member unless you can prove you are. Now, how do you become a family member? Well, I'll tell you. You know, in the 44th chapter of Jeremiah, we find our Heavenly Father Yahweh completely disgusted with his people and ready to wash his hands and cast them out. We see a once exceedingly patient father who has finally had enough of this rebellious children who insisted on worshiping their own way, no matter what. After all the prophets that he had sent to warn them, after all the trials that they failed to overcome and the plagues and hardships they endured for their disobedience, nothing really ever changed. Except that in the 23rd chapter of the great prophet of Jeremiah, he says, they have forgotten my name for Baal. That's Lord, gods, surtitles, false titles, Jesus. All of these are false titles. His original name was never Jesus. And that shocks a lot of Christian people. I talk with them quite a bit. We have a track on Hallelujah. And this track says that Yahweh and his name, which is, you know, basically for, it's forever settled. Let me tell you something before I get into the message of the Heavenly Father. Let me ask you something very sincere. Do you believe the one we call Yahweh, the one you call Jesus Christ, perhaps, do you believe he's going to actually come here and sit in a temple? When the Bible said he don't dwell in temples made with hands, and these people go on, oh, he's going to build a temple. He's going to build a temple. He didn't say that. Ladies and gentlemen, he tore the one down that they supposedly was worshiping in, and he said, my temple will not be made with hands, I'll tear this temple down. Well, now there's somebody coming to build it back. Yep. You know who it is? It ain't going to be Yahweh. That's for sure. It's going to be a false god that's going to sit in it. I know that for a fact. Nowhere in the Bible, you will not see Yahweh coming in the heavens in flame and fire till it's going to be over. That's the last trump. You know, you say he's going to come back here and save them glorious Jews. Glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no such thing. I challenge any preacher who want to debate me on this issue. We'll just go to the scriptures. The scriptures that they're quoting, they can't read. You know, they never give you a scripture. But they give you the tradition. They give you the what they believe sounds right, because this tradition has really dug into their heart and deceived them. The Bible says it shall deceive the very elect. And the Bible says that when Satan comes, he's going to be transformed into an angel and would deceive the very elect. So you'll see all these Yahweh preachers heading for Jerusalem. Get the ashes of the red heifer. You think we need the ashes of the red heifer to save us? You think a Yahweh would go for 2,000 years and let a bunch of people that killed him and despised him and tried to do away with him and get his inheritance? Do you think that all at once he would come back and save them and save that generation? When the Bible, it don't say nowhere God's going to save the Jews in the last days and come and build a temple. Nowhere. And yet they go right on, they run their mouth, and you can tell them right on the air and challenge them. And it'll be right back the next time, speaking the same old crap. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wake up. We need to acknowledge the Word. We need to come out of this false doctrine that Satan has encouraged these false prophets to become like sounding brass and tinkling cymbal or lap dogs for the devil. That's what they're for. They fall into the deceit of the deceiver. Now, you say, oh, but it sounds so good. We're going to go through the tribulation and then we're going to have the post-trib, you know, whatever. Do you actually believe that Christ... I just got through teaching on this. Evidently, these false prophets, which you can challenge and try to smoke them out of their hole. You know, back when I was used to hunt groundhogs and polecats and things of this nature, they'd go in the hole and we'd get an old antique, well, back at that time in the 40s, it wasn't too antique-ish, but we'd put a one of these old gasoline motors, washing motors, down the hole. I always had one of those flexible pipes, and we'd stick it down the hole. We'd smoke them out. What's it going to take to smoke these false prophets out and get them into a debate? Would you really like to hear truth expounded on the thousand-year reign? Would you really like to hear the teaching on the questioning of the rebuilding of a temple? Ladies and gentlemen, they've rebuilt the temple back in the olden days. Did it do any good? And the answer is no. On the day of Pentecost, there was a temple not made by hand that was filled with the Holy Shekinah. And since then, Yahweh's not dwelled in a temple made by hands, and He never will. He dwells in the hearts of His sons and His daughters. And when it says He's coming back, when He comes with the Holy Spirit and fills your heart, and by the way, we're going to teach on it tonight, that don't come by being saved or going up and shaking a preacher's hand. It don't come like that. We're against that kind of a false doctrine. I'll just come to the Lord tonight. I stand here and wait as Belv sings that just as I am. Or come to Jesus. There's no scripture for that. None. And yet they go along with it because it has will worship. It just seems so good and so right because you've heard it so long and nobody opposed them. In the last days, the truth's going to come out. It's hard. It cuts. And you know why it's coming out? Because we are in what is described as the end days. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you really believe that there's only one name to be saved in? Do you really believe that one name, by one name now, listen, by one name, what is that name? Is it Jesus? Well, yeah, buddy, that's the name. Praise Yahweh. That's a name. Glory to God. You can read it right in that Bible. And yet there was no J's in 1611, because how could it be Jesus? You see, that's a misnomer. But how do we get saved? Is there a family attachment here? Are we known before the foundation of the world? The answer is a resounding yes. Was Jeremiah, the great prophet that I just quoted, was he known before he ever came over in his mother's womb? Yes. Acts 4:27, to do whatever thy hand and your purpose to your people is predestinated to occur. Acts 4:27, right below Acts 4:11 and 12. There's none other name given. Listen to this one. Romans 8:29, for whom he foreknew. That's before you was ever born. Oh, you say, well, God knows everything. But did he know you before you were born? Well, sure he did. Well, that means that you pre-existed. For whom he foreknew, he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that's family, that he might be the firstborn from above of many brethren. He didn't say born again. Get your Greek out and prove it to yourself. You're not born again. You were born before you ever got in a flesh body. Now, let me repeat that. It might hurt your spiritual puffed up feelings. You know, the only problem we got, I just don't preach hard enough. The Bible said they become dull of hearing their ears because they're so steeped in tradition that they just cannot hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. The truth cuts them. The truth upsets them. Listen to this one. 30th verse of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And whom he predestinated, these he also called. These he also called. And whom he called, those he also justified. And whom he justified, those he also glorified. Now, when it says he justified those he called, who are you or anyone else to lay any charge against Yahweh's elect? Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Avoid the very appearance of evil, of false doctrine. The Heavenly Father has got a family. And the whole family, according to the scriptures that we read last night in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The Father has got a name, a surname. His name, from the beginning of the creation, I am that I am. The causative of the verb Haya, Eliasher, Haya. The Hebrew language, in a 26th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 14, he spoke to them in a Hebrew tongue. And, you know, these translators are so lying and so tricky. Here's how you catch them. If you go over there and look at the 26th chapter and the 14th verse of the book of Acts, the Messiah, to whom Paul was persecuting those that called on the name of the Messiah. And by the way, the name of the Messiah and the name of the Father is the same name. The Messiah came in the Father's name. Now, if the Father's name was Joe, Palooka, what would the Son's name be? His last name, he might be Freddy Palooka. It's the last name. We've only started putting names up front But it's the last name. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. It's the last name that has the distinctive honor, and Yahweh is the name of the Father 6,823 times. 1 Corinthians 2 and 7. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God predestinated before the ages to our glory. Chose the foolish things to our glory. Spoke the wisdom and a mystery to our glory about the Heavenly Father's name. Ephesians 1 and 5. Listen to this. He predestinated us to the adoption as sons through the Messiah Himself according to the intention of His will. That we have obtained an inheritance having been predestinated according to His purpose who works all things after the counsel of His will. You got to note that Yahweh predestines people. Predestined. It's the election. Those who Yahweh chose. I have chosen you of all the families in the earth. I have chosen you, Jacob, and your children. Now the problem is, here's where it gets complicated. Here's where the cheese gets binding. And this is where you need, oh, praise Yahweh. You need to get baptized in a name to confirm it. I just got a telephone call from Brother Pard out in the great state of Missouri today. Traveled all the way from the state of Illinois. Went down and baptized Miss Judy, one of our little precious princesses over in the great state of Missouri. Talked with both of them on the phone today. Both of them delighted. She had her sins to be washed in the name of the Heavenly Father. Whew. Glory! Man, I felt the power, blast of glory, the Shekinah. When you are repented and your sins, every one of them, every one that you will ever create in the past, the present, and the future come under the powerful name of the greatest. You think this name that is signed onto your sins, that it won't cover it? You deny the blood and count it an unholy thing and cast it aside? Man, I ain't going to. I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't going to. The devil may. The devil may roar, and his preachers may preach things contrary. Oh, you don't have to be baptized, glory to God. You a lying devil. You lie. You've got to believe that the election are biblical concepts proven in the Scriptures where Yahweh Himself brings about a transformation of the renewing of your faith, which no man can please Yahweh until you get the faith to please Yahweh. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the demons of hell scream when you preach the truth? Did you know that the people will rage and the heathen will imagine a vain thing? Yahweh, it's more than a name. It's more than a name. It is the name of the family. I'm so glad. Baptized in the name of Yahweh only will the Father and the Son, they are the same. It's the only way to get from earth to heaven. Repent today, be baptized in the Father's name. It's a holy name. There's a punishment for the refusal of those who will not worship Him in spirit and in truth. Oh man, they want to shout and run the aisles. But boy, when the truth comes, I mean, it gets quiet. I know, I've been there. You know, this is like pouring, placing a wet blanket over a smoldering fire. All they can do is smoke and beller. The name identifies the true worship. All that you do. That's why Miss Judy got out today. I know she didn't feel like it. She's in ill health. But it was very vital and important to her to get it done. To go down under and be placed in a watery grave with that awesome, magnanimous, magnificent name. Took us 2 years to get over there to baptize her, believe it or not. Oh, Pardnero, I mean, he was like a roving evangelist. Like the young man over in Macedonia, he held up his hand and said, come over here. Although the way was rough and the time of that travel, it was very difficult. But he wanted Paul and his evangelistic team who baptized and sanctified in the name of the Heavenly Father. I'm so glad. I'm dedicated to the name of Yahweh. I don't love anything outside the name of Yahweh. In Revelation chapter 14, 1, Revelation 7 and 3, and Revelation 22, 4, the name of the Father was sealed in the foreheads of those who repented and were buried with Him in baptism. For as many have been baptized into the Messiah, the HaMashiach, in that glorious, magnificent, powerful family name, you can't worship proper without using the proper name, the personal name of the Almighty, the magnificent and the magnanimous name that was used on our sister in Missouri today. Praise Yahweh. Man, I'm so glad that there's a family. I'm so glad that the Father's name of St. John chapter 17, verse 6, was revealed to me many years ago. I'm so glad that the 17th chapter of St. John, verse 26, He declared the name of the Father. Replacement titles, yep. They will see that you're called by the name of Yahweh and be hated for it, be despised for it. It's a foolish thing He chose. His name is foolish. You know why? Because Satan, just as soon as the Book of Remembrance was wrote, Satan's agents, the translators, came along and got in charge of translating. And they transliterated the name of Yahweh out of the Bible, translated it plumb out, along with a transliteration sound for sound. They took it out and put in the name of the great God, Jesus, Zeus, the principal Greco-Roman God. And full well you reject my name. Full well you'll cast my name aside. Full well you'll listen to preachers that'll teach you to forget my name for Lord and for God and for Jesus when there wasn't even a J in the language when the book was written in its original language. There was no J's, and yet you go doggedly, blindly, traditionally on a Broadway that leads to destruction. His name, the true worship, they go hand in hand. You can't have the truth without having the revelation of His name. You can't get the name revelated to you until you desire the truth. Jeremiah 44 says that the apostate worshipers are not allowed to use His name. He hid it from them and sent them a strong delusion by inspiring the translators to do what they done. But He said the wise will understand. Well, you can't fool a honeybee. You can put an artificial bouquet down in any church and you watch the honeybees come in and light on it and suck the nectar of tradition out of it and call on Lord and God and Jesus. You won't see no genuine, repented, baptized, Holy Ghost bees in there. They know the real deal. They know the difference. The truth is not just a matter of knowing when we worship or call on Him. It's more than identity. His name is the difference between being in the truth and being outside the truth. It's the difference between a true way and a seem right way. It's the difference between worship that pleases Him and worship that provokes Him to cast you out because you rejected His name. You know why the truth is difficult to accept? You know why the difficulty in finding the truth? You know why? Because Yahweh hid it from the wise. These smart alecks. These preachers that are always preaching something they can't read. And all of the artificial honeybees flying around and buzzing around and making a big stir. It's difficult for them to accept the lunar Sabbath over Saturday or Sunday. 2,000 years of entrenched tradition. I proved that in the 7th chapter of the book of St. John on my series that I just completed. The 7 complete hours of the Sabbath. His name identifies His people as it defines the right way of worship, ladies and gentlemen. His name identifies His people. They shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh. And they'll be afraid of you. They will cast My name that's in you out, because they will not receive My name in you. You see, we're not waiting on a temple to be built somewhere, a mortar clay temple like these. I'm telling you, American people are so gullible. They're so blind. They're waiting on some kind of a magical temple like over at Disney World. And some stardust angel come down and tap it with their magic wand, and you'll feel a little tinkle run up and down your elbow or the back of your neck, just like the Holy Pope is sitting in there. The Vicar of God on the earth, dwelling in stone temples, is not the true Yahweh. That's not the truth. The house of Israel are scattered throughout the earth. They're not over there. They're not over there. They're not over there. That is a counterfeit flower bouquet that has convinced all the world that they're God's people. When in fact, Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9 deeply applies. They say they are, but they're not. And it would deceive the very elect. Names and words are so powerful that the Bible says, what you say is what you are. If you believe it, there's going to be a temple built over there, and you're going to get to go over there and stick a piece of paper in the crevice of the rocks. Why don't you stick it into your heart and offer it up holy and acceptable on a circle altar like Yahweh told you to do? The apathy of this modern church world, this deception as they praise them false names they can't read, as opposed to worshiping the name they can. Give me a Hebrew Bible. I'll show you approximately 7,000 times in the original Hebrew language, not the Jewish language. The Jews use Yiddish. The Hebrews use Hebrew. See, that's the difference. We got these New Age wonders, these wandering stars, these big last day prophets. We got confusion in the Sabbath. We got confusion in baptism. We got confusion by using titles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The KJV. They use Lord, God, and the Hebrew language uses Yahweh. Now, what difference would that be, Pastor Buddy? It's very important for you, because the Bible said that He would declare His name in all the earth. In Luke 4 and 8, 4 chapter, 8 verse, Yahweh responded to Satan's invitation to fall down and worship Him. When He answered and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship Yahweh, your Elohim, and Him only shall you serve." You think that our Messiah used Lord and God? I don't think so, because He knew that there was many of them, and a false prophets would use them and get people addicted to saying, "Oh, the Lord loves you, honey." And then you want to be a smart... See, they said, "Oh, you're just a smart aleck," when you say, "Which one?" And really, it is the most sincerest reverberation of an answer when they say, "The Lord loves you, honey. Are you saved? Glory to God, the Lord loves you. He's waiting to save you." And I tell them, I say, "Which one?" And it stops them cold. They've never heard, I mean, most usually, you know, Christians or people that respect the Lord, they'll say, "No," or "Yes," or whatever. They won't give a truthful answer. The truth begs to respond, "Which one?" 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 and 6, "There's many lords and there's many gods. If you tell me the Lord loves me, am I entitled? Am I smart aleck because I ask you which one? Should I apologize for your stupidity? When you run around here with a half double A cocked testimony? You don't even know what you're testifying about. You don't even know who the Lord is, let alone how many they are." "Well, yes, I do now. The Lord saved me, glory to God. I know what I got in my heart." You got tradition in your heart. There is a way that seems right. The family name is a name above every name in heaven and in earth, and it can be read approximately 7,000 times. But you, if that's not good enough for you, keep your tradition. And in that day, he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because you changed the name and you worship the change. Because there's plenty of people there. I like to go over here to this church. That's such a wonderful crowd over there. And they got the best choir in the city. Or, I go over to, the big church over in town. Well, that's where I go. They wear that like a badge of honor. You know what? The apostles and all those that worship, they had to hide in an underground caves, destitute. The world wasn't worthy of the truth that they had. Yahweh chose the simple things. He didn't choose the glass and the mortar. And we got these false preachers. Oh, wait. The Jews are getting it ready. They got the red heifer now. Glory to God. It's about to happen. Most of them got a red headed demon with a pitchfork in their mind. And they're about done, because all you got to do is, for Satan to get them, is fork them and throw them over to the fire. Yeah, they change his name. Yeah, they call on a false name. Even the people that call on Yahweh's name. We got a lot of false prophets in Yahweh's name. I hear them preach. Just because you're in Yahweh's name don't mean that you got any claim to fame. Simon the sorcerer believed in Yahweh. He was baptized. And followed after the tradition of the world. Some of the people said, oh, this is the great power of God. And they followed him, and he deceived many. Well, we got the same deal today. This error leading to destruction is broad, and many are going to walk on it. And the Messiah said in Matthew 7, verse 13, one way is the straight way. The other way is the broad way. Choose this day which way you want to go. The error way, go to the broad way. I'll tell you what now. Them Jews over there, they're getting ready. Honey, you know it's the end time when you see all them Jews going back home. Hey, what the great prophet Samuel said in 2 Samuel 7:14, he said, I'm going to cast these people out. It wasn't the Jews that he cast out. He cast Israel out. This stigma that they attached to the Jews, and that's the Israel, is absolutely ludicrous. It's Israel and Judah. Israel is the 11 tribes that was scattered, or the 10 lost tribes, and the other who was called Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda. The Jew, the word Jew is not mentioned until 2 Kings 16:6. It's the way of error. Destruction. Broadway. Titles. Do not fix a personal identity. Lord and God. The name. What is my name? The whole world will be filled with the knowledge of my name. The sacred name of the Creator can lose its significance when we allow others to manipulate and substitute titles of Lord and God and Jesus. It's the human-centered, humanistic movement that is prevailing today. Oh, it don't matter what you call him. Would you take a check on me if I wrote I'm the devil at the bottom and sign it? He said, well, no, I wouldn't take that check. Well, do you think that you're going to get into heaven with some devil's name signed on your salvation certificate when the Bible says you're going to come before him and you're going to say, Lord, haven't I done many wonderful miracles and signs and wonders in your name? And you know what the great I am is going to say? The King, Yahweh, the Eternal One, who you wouldn't worship, who you were ashamed of. You wanted to go over to the first this and second that. You joined a tower of Babel. You speak a strange language because you can't use the name. This name is above every name, and at the name of Yahweh, every knee's going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess. And in that day, if you don't use it, you know what's going to happen? He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of the devil. For those of you who misunderstand the significance of the words and the names, tells me that it doesn't matter what you call the Heavenly Father. They say, oh, he knows what I mean. Regardless, those who tell us that this exclusive manipulation ploy that they employ to use Lord, Lord loves you, honey, and God loves you. The reason I'm making fun of that, or being so sarcastic that you're taken as some smart aleck preacher, when I'm trying my best to get you to see the reality that Satan has usurped his titles of Lord and God and Jesus, this New Age satanic thinking, where it seems right, where it sounds biblical, refusing to call him by his divine name, but worshiping Satan as God, even to the time when he comes. And they build the temple, or these people's going to build the temple. Who do you think's going to sit in it? Pray tell me, give me a verse of Scripture anywhere where it says that Yahweh's going to come back and sit in a temple in the last days and hang around with his crowd and re-save the Jews. Give me one verse. You can't read it. But you preach it, and you believe it, and you're out here trying to sell that garbage and dump it on into people's mind, and most of the time, they'll fall for it. Satan is the divine God of this world and would deceive the very elect. Now, I've got to close. Man, my time comes too fast and gone. And they worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast. Worshiped! Using Lord and God, sacred titles, New Age, satanic influence. It ain't no mystery they call him the divine God, the God of this world, the Satan who has transformed himself into the bringer of light and the savior of the world, and he's going to sit in a temple in the last day. You know who the temple's going to be built for?
I say, well, now, that's in the tribulation. God's going to come sit there, you know, and buddy, you're going to beat your swords into plowshares, and you're going to make a trip over to Jerusalem, and you got to kiss his ring. Where in the Word of Yahweh do you read that crappy crap? You know, I ain't afraid of you false prophets. I can't stand you. I hate you with a perfect hatred. I hate you good enough to love those that you're trying to deceive, try to pull them out of the fire. I'll see you Friday night. I'm off tomorrow night. I'll see you Friday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, sponsored tonight by Brother Mark. Saying his night to be sponsored. I forgot to mention him last night, so I mentioned him tonight. Brother Mark down in the great state of Mississippi, who does a great job and a wonderful job. Dr. Gary and Brother Paul, all of my tithers. I appreciate every penny. I'm fixing to spend every dime you give me on a fee site. I'm putting in everything I've got and hoping and trusting that you'll remember me more than you've ever remembered. We need your help. Little sister today got out a bag of silver, sending it our way. Found that out on the phone. Got a little bag of silver. Not a whole lot, but it don't take a whole lot. A penny saved is a penny earned. A silver coin given will release or remove part of the debt. We hate to go into debt, but we're poor and we're needy. And the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, they sold their possessions and laid them at the apostles' feet. I'm asking you, if you've got anything that you can lay at my feet, I'll use it. I'll show you. We're going to buy a fee site, 20 acres. It'll hold you. You can come and on our festivals, you can sleep in your tents. If you're poor and if you want to go to the hotel, the hotel is less than 6 minutes up the road. You can stay at the hotel, attend the festival, right off the interstate, 10 minutes. We're hoping to get that piece of property. We prayed about it. We need your help. Throw me a few coins in a bag and ship them to Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. It's the zip 37824. Are you going to ride with me? Let's head for the promised land with the great name of the family embedded in our forehead and in our minds. Let's put our hands to the plow. Let's don't look back. Let's plow on hope. Tough times is coming. You may be forced to go over to the temple in Jerusalem and worship that God that's going to set over there that all these false prophets is preaching about and forgetting to tell you that it ain't going to be Yahweh. I'll tell you, they won't. What they won't tell you, I will. I'll warn you. And then if you want to go, you just mount up and go. As for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. It's the family name. I love Him. He's my Father. I'm His Son. I'm His Prince. And the princesses are going to ride with Him. Yahweh bless you. See you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, around the world on WWRB. I'll have part 3 of the family name Friday night. The crown.